a commercial-free, streaming on-demand presentation from WBPN.
In November of 1971, Led Zeppelin released a masterpiece, their fourth album. The band then proceeded to strut around the globe for 2 years, visiting North America, Japan, Australia, and the UK twice, breaking box office records all over. In short, they were the most popular band in the world. In 1973, they faced the daunting task of following up their masterpiece. Like they did on the fourth album, the band moved into a house for a while to record, this time at Mick Jagger's Star Groves. And once again, Led Zeppelin used the Rolling Stones' mobile recording truck. They also recorded at Olympic Recording Studios and did some recording at home. As far as new songs, Jimmy Page.
I had Rain's Song as a complete piece, and I had faith in that. And I had an idea whereby if we had something which is really punchy and unexpected as an opening track, something which would set the scene with dynamics, it's like an overture, and then it goes into Rain's Song. However, the original idea of this was a guitar instrumental. So we started working on this first part, this overture, and there was a suggestion that we had a half-time in the middle of it, and Robert started singing the verses, and then it became a song. So the overture became Song Remains the Same.
Hi, I'm Dan Neer. On March 28th, Led Zeppelin's Houses of the Holy will celebrate its 50th anniversary. For the next hour, Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, and John Paul Jones are going to take you behind the scenes of their recording and touring experiences at that time. Welcome to Led Zeppelin's Houses of the Holy at 50. All access.
Bye.
The song remains the same from Houses of the Holy, now celebrating its 50th anniversary. Like all of their previous albums, Led Zeppelin did not stand pat on their achievements by duplicating the wildly successful music they had done before. As always, they moved forward, incorporating more keyboards, moods, and influences. At the same time, Robert Plant's lyric writing reached loftier heights. All of these developments are encapsulated in The Rain Song, Robert Plant.
Jimmy did turn up with the majority, if not all, of The Rain Song. And that was really quite something. And it developed in such a classy way. The sound of the recording, the sound of the kit, the bass, the way the song moved and breathed, the mellotron, which is just that little bit out of tune. It was a smoky song for a smoky, you know, jazz lounge in a way, except for it wasn't. It was just so pretty. And I heard it and I went, well, what do I do there? You know, you can't do Run Around Sue to that.
Here's Jimmy Page on the deluxe and super deluxe alternate version of The Rain Song.
I think the version of Rain Song is really superb on this too. I mean, I just really do. It's got less piano on it, but that really builds up to John Paul Jones's mellotron playing, which is really superb on this.
It is the springtime of my loving, the second season I am glowing. You are the sunlight in my growing, so little warmth I've felt before. It isn't hard to feel me glowing. I watched the fire that grew so low. Summer of my smile, free from me, keeper.
the alternate version of the Rain Song from the deluxe and super deluxe releases of Led Zeppelin's Houses of the Holy, put out back in 2014. Led Zeppelin's music was never limited and had always spanned multiple genres, and never more so than on Houses of the Holy. John Paul Jones.
Everybody has their favorite songs, but generally there's tremendous variation in music. Somebody came up to me and said, wow, Led Zeppelin was a folk band. Well, no, actually, it wasn't. But we did do some numbers like that because, as I said, it's part of the whole that made Led Zeppelin up. And so, yes, people do focus in on one aspect and go, oh, that's what it is, probably for them. And then there's a lot of rock fans that hated the folk stuff. You could hear them running to the bar when we all sat down sometimes. But, you know, that's the way. You can't make people like what they're not interested in. But, you know, good music fans, I would like to think, were open-minded enough to take it all in and enjoy perhaps genres of music that they weren't familiar with.
Hey lady, you got the love I need. Maybe more than enough. Oh darling, 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 walk a while with me. Oh, you got so much, so much, so much.
We'll be right back.
over the hills, and far away. But don't worry, we're going to come back shortly to bring you more of Led Zeppelin's Houses of the Holy at 50 All Access.
I want what's best for everyone.
92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
That was an important piece of information, don't you think?
The biggest hits of all time. 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Welcome back to our celebration. This is Led Zeppelin's Houses of the Holy at 50, All Access. The Houses of the Holy album, once again, had no band name or title on the cover, just like the band did with Led Zeppelin IV. One thing Houses of the Holy did have on the inside of it for the first time was lyrics to all of the songs. Jimmy Page.
We'd put the lyrics of Stairway in the fourth album. The script of that and the script of this Houses of the Holy and also the Led Zeppelin font that you would be most aware of all came from a particular source that I found from an old arts magazine, and it was a competition. It was very early 1900s, and I was looking through this art magazine. There were volumes of them, actually. In this particular volume, I opened it up and I saw all these fonts, and it was like a eureka moment. You know, this is it. This is what we can now use right across. So it was used in the Stairway, and it's used on the font here of Houses of the Holy on the title. It was right to have Stairway. And why not have the lyrics for this in Houses of the Holy? Houses of the Holy title is taken from a track that actually doesn't appear till the next album. It doesn't go on this album. But it's a wonderful title, and the interpretation of it is that we're all Houses of the Holy in the form of innocence as well. I mean, I think it's really poignant.
Dancing day.
You'll be my only, my one and only. Is that the way it should start?
joyous dancing days from Houses of the Holy. Another musical flavor added to the Led Zeppelin sound on Houses of the Holy is reggae. Jimmy Page.
I think everyone was listening to reggae. I mean, you couldn't help but be touched by Bob Marley's work. You sort of put Marley in the equation of everything around that time, and he's like a prophet with the message of what he's singing about. You couldn't help but be moved by that. But then there were other many, many reggae artists. I mean, I certainly like Desmond Dekker. I thought he was superb. The Israelites and Yipmec. I mean, we all listen to reggae, and we all probably listen to all various reggae artists. But this song actually came together at Stargroves, which actually was Mick Jagger's house. Again, it's a Rolling Stones mobile. Mick Jagger obviously wasn't there. But we were using it as another location for the Living in a similar way to Headley. Eddie Kramer was engineering in the truck on this occasion. And it was a song that came together during the process of being there.
Led Zeppelin's Jamaica.
Close the door, put out the light.
Hey, not so fast, Robert. We've got more of the party for the 50th anniversary of Led Zeppelin's Houses of the Holy in just a few minutes.
The winds of Thor are blowing.
92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
You know, this would have been more of a secret if I'd published it in the newspaper.
The biggest hits of all time. 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Welcome back to our party for Led Zeppelin's Houses of the Holy at 50 All Access. I'm Dan Neer. Without a doubt, the most groundbreaking, mysterious, and murky song created by Led Zeppelin up until the time of Houses of the Holy is No Quarter, John Paul Jones.
Sitting at a piano always inspires me, and it's just something I came up with. I think originally on an acoustic piano, and then I tried it out on electric piano and put it through a VCS3 synthesizer that I had at the time. I was experimenting with anyway, which is all over this record now, come to think of it. We were a synth band in the 70s. Unfortunately, we didn't tell anybody that, so it was, I don't think anybody even noticed. But it just had a vibe and it had an atmosphere about it. I think it was faster originally and then we slowed it down. I had basically the riff and the melody line. I actually played the melody line as part of the riff, as it were. So he had the melody and he had everything there. And then Page came in with the sort of the rockier B part. And he put it together and it just like, this works.
Bye. stops there every stair. Snow drives by the foot that's slow. The dogs of doom are howling more. Oh, they carry news that must get through.
Chilling No Quarter from Led Zeppelin's Houses of the Holy. Here's Robert Plant on the magic of Led Zeppelin's creativity.
But the great thing about it was always an opportunity for somebody else to contribute from another direction. Bonzo came up with riffs by singing them while he was playing odd drum patterns, and Jonesy would come up with great stuff. I mean, I think Jimmy was more studious, if you like, and worked much more at home on things and gave it much more long-term period thought. You know, I didn't really do that because I didn't really play anything and I didn't really want to. When I was doing it, I was doing it, and when I wasn't, I certainly wasn't, you know. I didn't feel that I had to go around with a cloak of endeavour around my shoulders all the time. If anybody was conscientious, it was Jimmy. And if anybody put the most amount of time into the whole idea, it was him. And you can tell, you know. We all had this great sort of entity, which was the board on which to sketch all our ideas, the four of us. You could throw anything into the middle and see what happened. But my contributions were very instantaneous, generally.
The cover of Houses of the Holy delayed the release of the album by several months. As a result, it didn't come out until the band was touring Europe and they were performing songs from the not-yet-released record, Jimmy Page.
The thing that I do remember is that whole situation with the fourth album, because it was quite a sort of tussle as far as its release went. Covers started to take a bit of time to do. One of the ones that took quite a while to do was the third album cover. Houses of the Holy was particularly tricky to get the colours right in all the sort of rock pools. And anyway, it's quite probable that we were doing the numbers before the album was released. Because we were like that, we'd just do that. We were sort of spreading the word as we were going. We were including anything and everything that was new and substantial and had been recorded all the way through. So we were playing music in advance of the second album's release, obviously, and all of that. And so we would have been doing that. We did, on all of the albums. We were fearless, really.
We'll be right back.
na 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 na
na na na na na na na na na na na na na
Yes, it is so good. From Houses of the Holy, The Ocean. Led Zeppelin were a truly experimental and creative band, and never more so than on Houses of the Holy. Here's John Paul Jones.
It was a really good band to be in. We were different from everybody else. We'd hit on the fact that we could actually do what we liked, and other people liked it. We didn't have to plan how it should be. We never really talked about anything like that. We just did it. And it was a very free and creative time. And so to come to a band situation where you could just go anywhere you liked and just try. And it was that sort of band. It didn't have to be a genre. It didn't have to be a metal. You know, it didn't have to fit into any category. It was great, which is why the music is so diverse. Although it all has that Zeppelin stamp to it, it actually goes into a lot of different areas, and it's exciting.
I won't tell you about my good thing.
I ain't gonna tell you nothing, I ain't gonna tell you no more. With love, she's my baby. excuse me, I'm just trying to find the bridge. Has anybody seen the bridge? Please.
Have you seen the bridge? Was that confounded bridge?
Led Zeppelin's fun tribute to James Brown, the godfather of soul, That's the Crunge. And that's our last song for the show. With a sense of retrospective, Robert Plant.
I don't aim for the same spot as most people who are that well-known aim at. And just like Zepp were really renowned, became incredibly renowned, we were never in the mainstream. I mean, maybe we were definitely cynical, but we used to go and watch bands who had purported to have power, but the power was out of a can, you know? And it would get expended at the wrong time. It wasn't, as Robert Palmer calls it, deep blues. It wasn't the rock and roll equivalent. There wasn't a lot of it around. I just think that that's all that music is to me. It's excitement. It's the chill.
The last word goes to guitarist and producer extraordinaire, Jimmy Page.
The fact was, whether we liked it or not, we were brought together by fate, and it was sort of fated that we should change music, I think, you know? And we certainly did.
Led Zeppelin's Houses of the Holy album is available wherever you buy music. Led Zeppelin's Houses of the Holy at 50 All Access was produced in New Jersey by Near Perfect Productions for Atlantic Records and Swan Song, all rights reserved. No portion may be reproduced without the written permission of the producers. Special thanks to Rich Mahan of Rich Mahan Promotions and Jason Elzey of Rhino Entertainment. I'm Dan Neer. Thanks for listening.